Hello, I'm Georges Collinet of Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International. This feature excerpts from this week's program, Hidden Meaning in Congolese Music. If you're an Afropop fan, when I say Congo, you probably think Soukous, Ndombolo, or maybe the Rumba revival of bands like Kekele. Throughout Africa and in cosmopolitan cities around the world, Congo has always been associated with intoxicating dance music. It always will be. But if you read history or today's news, you encounter a radically different Congo, a place of violence, poverty, division, and suffering. And you wonder, how can such joy and celebration be linked with so much pain and cruelty? Hello, Georges Collinet with you on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International, for the latest in our Hip Deep series, Hidden Meanings in Congo Music. On this program, we peel the onion and discover deeper layers of meaning concealed within the continent's favorite party music. Our guests today are ethnomusicologist Kazadi Wamukuna, who teaches at Kent State University in Kent, Ohio, and African arts educator, president of Tabilulu Productions, and community scholar Lubangi Munyanya, both from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congo, as you may know, is the largest country in Central Africa, bordering nine other nations. It is fabulously rich in minerals, but the vast majority of its over 50 million people have known only poverty, oppression, instability, and war. The Portuguese destroyed the Great Congo Kingdom and other related kingdoms by tricking leaders and harvesting slaves and ivory. In the 19th century, King Leopold II of Belgium turned part of Congo Kingdom and other kingdoms in an area as vast as Western Europe into his personal labor camp. After Belgian colonial rule came African dictatorship, followed by years of civil war. And today, the country's institutions and infrastructure are in ruins. Ethnic power blocks and foreign manipulators vie for control of its politics and immense resources. The future is uncertain, to say the least. Considering past history, Lubangi Munyanya asks, how could it be otherwise?
You have to remember that this is a country that has been oppressed for so long, and they still are oppressed. There is this sense of nobody listens to us whenever we cry. What is the need of crying out loud when nobody listens to you? And this is, you know, it goes way back to King Leopold II. You know, nobody really did a thing about what the Congolese were going through. Colonial time. The only person who sort of like spoke out, they killed him, you know, Lumumba. Not the only person, but the one that everybody knows. Without counting the ones that nobody knew, that it sort of like wiped them out. So it's part of that culture. People come from that culture of okay, we're not going to say it. You know, we have to leave our lives. One day, you know, one day things will get better. We don't know how, but we know one day it will get better. But at the same time, they want to sing to themselves. They won't feel the pain. I mean, we're talking about 15th century, way back then, until today. People haven't really taken serious control of their lives. So it's so painful. You don't want to tell your children. You don't want to appear to your children as a powerless person. You just want to tell yourself things will be good. Things will get better. Then you use Mbakela to show that you are not pleased with the situation. It's a totally different mindset. You are angry, but you don't want to be obvious about it because you know there is a culture of people being killed, nobody saying anything. We don't want to appear as victims. We are the true victims, but we want to just, you know, walk around and with our head way up. But we can throw one or two, three sentences to let you know that things are not well. So that's the culture.
That term that Lubangi mentions, Mbwakela, is central to understanding popular Congo music. Mbwakela is a phrase, a couple of sentences, even a whole song where he says something insulting or critical without it being easily understood. It is coded language, a secret discourse that goes on under the noses of tyrants and oppressors. On this program, we'll see how Mbwakela has worked its way into the fabric of Congo music, especially under the corrupt and harsh rule of Mobutu Sese Seko, who ruled from 1965 until he was pushed out of power in 1997. Here's Kazadi wa Mukuna.
Mobutu started a very good man with a good intentions, and of all the things that he've done, besides all the bad